Where in the Bible will I find that being a good person is sufficient for salvation? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Luke, the beloved physician who wrote the third book of the Gospel and the book of Acts, describes a certain man living in Caesarea as a good man. He calls him a devout man and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always, a just man, one who fears God and has a good reputation among all the nation of the Jews. Acts 10:2 and 22. Now, the dictionary defines devout as deeply devoted to divine worship or service, expressing devotion to piety, sincere or hearty. And the word just is defined as adhering to what is fair, honest, and moral, in accordance with correct principles, agreeable to truth or fact, given or awarded rightly. Cornelius, this good man in Caesarea, was all this, but he lacked something. For an angel of the Lord appeared to him and told him to send for a man who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved. Acts 11, verse 14. Cornelius then was not a Christian. He was not saved. All his prayers, all his giving and helping the poor, all his good reputation among the nation of the Jews, his fearing God, and all his goodness would not save him. There was something he had to do in order to be saved. The Apostle Peter was summoned to the house of Cornelius, and he preached the gospel of Christ to him and to all his household. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, Romans 1:16. And Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved," Mark 16:16. Here in the house of Cornelius, they heard the gospel. The gospel produced faith, and faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the Word of God, Romans 10:17. And their faith worked in their obedience to the gospel, and as Jesus had commanded, Matthew 28:19, Cornelius and all his household were baptized into Christ, Acts 10:48. Now there are many good people today, in our own families, among our friends, and throughout the world, but goodness alone will not save them. God's word still stands. Believe, John 8:24. Repent, Acts 17:30. Confess Jesus to be the Christ, Romans 10:10. Be baptized, Galatians 3:27, Acts 2:38. Goodness without being a Christian is not profitable to God, but goodness as a Christian is acceptable and pleasing to God.